This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Matt Chandler and the sexual abuse scandal that hit his Texas megachurch recently. When a former youth pastor was charged with sexual molestation, the New York Times published a report claiming that the village church had mishandled the situation. Matt Chandler recently responded to these claims, so stay tuned to hear what he said.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
Matt Chandler, pastor of the Village Church, recently responded to accusations that his church did not properly handle recent allegations of sexual abuse. Over 6 years ago, almost seven, a former youth minister allegedly sexually abused a girl at a camp for the church. The mother of the girl recently spoke out in the New York Times, claiming that the church did not properly take care of her daughter and their family in the situation. Chandler, who has been a vocal advocate for sexual abuse victims, responded to the New York Times article at a luncheon for a Southern Baptist group called Baptist 21. He told those listening that in September of 2018, the church held a meeting with all the parents of the kids who attended the camp that year. He says this, "I was dealing with it not just as a pastor, but as a dad. My oldest daughter was a cabin away from where this alleged incident, took place. We called a meeting with all the parents we knew and could find." End quote. As soon as the church found out about the abuse, they reported it to the congregation, although they withheld the name of the accused perpetrator. This past January, Matt Toney, former associate children's pastor, was indicted by a Dallas County grand jury on a charge of sexually molesting the girl at camp. Chandler said that Toney had been a family friend, but was fired from the church in 2018 because he was getting drunk repeatedly, which goes against the church's rules. At that time, Chandler hadn't told the church that Toney had been charged with abuse. The Village Church has been criticized for not releasing the name of the alleged perpetrator sooner than they did, but Chandler says he was following the advice of the law enforcement. He says this, "The detective asked us not to mention his name for fear that it might obstruct the investigation." End quote. As soon as the information about Toney was public, Chandler says the church posted the information. According to the New York Times, the family of the girl who had been abused questioned the church's announcements of the abuse. Chandler said an elder from the church campus where the family attended was in touch with the family regularly. He also said their communication continued as recently as last week. Chandler admits, though, that he's still in introspective mode right now, questioning how he could have handled it differently. He says this, "We just did the best we knew how to care for them. These issues are far more complex than one would imagine." End quote. Listeners, please pray for the victim of the abuse and pray that God would give Pastor Chandler and his entire church wisdom on how to move forward. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.